Welcome to Restoring Heroes Project. My name is James, and let's get started. Look, we have all heard and saw and read Disney taking their stance against a bill that, for some odd reason, they're taking a weird stance against a bill that will protect the rights of parents. And, like, the question would be, like, why? Why? And I think it's because the LGBT mafia knows the power that Disney has over the family, or knows the influence, not the power, the influence that Disney has over the family, and they want it. They know that to continue to push their agenda, they need to get converts younger and younger. So and keep this in mind, I wrote this down so I won't mess up. The earlier you expose, the easier it is to convert. Satan knows to destroy a society, he must destroy the home. So, with that being said, we're going to talk about today three ways to fight a good fight. Start it.
Hello, bros.
It's time
for that hero stuff, bro!
So first off, keep calm. Calm down. Relax. Keep calm. Fear is the only tool the enemy has. Fear is how the enemy keeps you paralyzed. The more panicked you are, the more power Satan wields. But you are not afraid, right? We are not afraid of the enemy. I am men, mighty men of valor. We are equipped with the armor of God and the sword of the spirit. So we can face the dragon of perversion with confidence, knowing this. I'm reading scriptures. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Now, it's important not to panic, because we can see this going on. So now, what are we gonna do? Disney is attacking our kids and going after our kids. Nickelodeon's been going after our kids for a while and sneaking things in for a while. The world is going crazy. You can't even trust the people who made VeggieTales anymore. Like, you can't even, what is going on? And we have a tendency to want to panic and to want to use fear to keep us from, either we make silly decisions or we don't make any decisions at all, and we don't keep level headed. But everybody that ever been in a fight or ever studied martial arts or boxing understands that you have to keep a level head. Even though your adrenaline is pumping, even though you got the endorphins and your fight or flight thing is going on, you have to keep a level head in this battle. So that's one way to fight. Keep calm, keep a level head. And it says in Timothy chapter 2, verse 7, chapter 1, verse 7, my bad. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. It is important to keep that in the forefront of your mind when we're going through these battles, because we are in a war. So the first thing we need to do is keep calm and rely on the Lord. The peace that surpasses all understanding, relying on the fact that we have been equipped with the armor of God. We have been equipped with not only the armor of God, but we have God before us. So if God is for us, who can be against us? So we keep calm. We keep calm and make rational decisions. I'm not saying don't make any decisions. I'm not saying not to boycott. I'm not saying not to, but we do it as men, with a calm demeanor. We do it without panicking, without shrilling, without screaming and yelling, without any of that. We do it with the peace that surpasses all understanding. So number one, keep calm. Number two, this is very important. Cultivate. We as men have been created as husbandmen. If you understand when God made Adam, When God made Adam, he put Adam in a garden to take care of the garden. He put Adam in the garden to tend to the garden, right? So he created Adam as a husbandman, someone that cultivates. It's a farming term, someone that cultivates, someone that prunes and creates things and makes things flourish, right? So God created, I'm gonna read my notes real fast. We are husbandmen created to tend the garden that God has put in our care. As husbandmen, you are not only to rule and shape your garden, dominion, but also to give your garden what it needs to flourish. In this world, in this life, our gardens as men, as husbandmen, our gardens are our households. So not only do we rule our households and rule in a way that makes everything shape everything into the image of God, shape everything into the way God, when I say image of God, I mean the way that God wants it. Shape everything. Jesus is Lord over all. So we shape everything to be under that authority of Jesus Christ, right? In our households. So because of that, we not only do we face, not only do we shape, but we give our garden what it needs to flourish. So our garden, what it needs to flourish is the rule of the Lord, the grace of the Lord, the love of the Lord, the laughter, the joy, the discipline, all those things that our household needs to do to flourish as we fight. God made the household for developing joyful warriors for the kingdom. The enemy knows this fact and wants to keep you distracted from this mission. The serpent will stop at anything. Actually, the serpent will not. I don't know how to do that phrase. That phrase is kind of weird. The serpent will stop at nothing. That's what I meant to say. Will stop at nothing to get you and your family on the road that leads to death. We must be warriors in our gardens. We must do what the Bible says, which is this. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, or the nurture and training of the Lord. I read the King James Version I'm reading. Then it also says this, and these words I command in you today, you shall, I'm sorry. These words I command you, why can't I talk today? These words I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children as they talk. You shall talk of them when you sit down in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lay down, when you rise, when you shall bind them on a sign on your head, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on doorposts and your house and your gates. So in God's telling the Israelites, are telling us that we should talk about him everywhere. We don't want to have the attitude that our children are outside of what God is. As for me and my house, we should serve the Lord unless they're under 12. And then, no, they can serve Satan for a little bit until they confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And then they can serve the Lord. No, we treat our household in a way that they serve the Lord. We train them up in discipline. We train them up in laughter. We train them up in joy, all from the overflow of God's grace and God's mercy, all from the overflow. We have joy because God has given us joy. We have laughter because God has given us laughter. We have meals at the dinner table, enjoy each other, listening to the Adventures in Odyssey, listening to books, listening to the Bible. We do all these things because God is created. That's how we tend to the garden. That's how we tend to the garden. And that's how we fight against the enemy. Having a strong household, something called drip theory, I'm still working on it, finding some more definitions of it, but it's basically what you do is drip to say something over and over and over again to get a person acclimated to that thing. That's what advertisements do. That's why product placements are in movies. You see the same thing over and over and over again, and you get interested in it. That's why Disney is being accused of grooming because they sneak things in the background, right? So the same way that the world is doing it, we should do it. Drip theory is not a bad thing if it's used for the glory of God. And let me explain. So God says, I command you this to put in your heart. You should teach them diligently to your children when you talk to them, when you're sitting in your house, when you're walking, when you're going to the, when you're lying down, when you rise, when you go to bed, when you wake up. It's essentially you continually talk to them about the things of the Lord. That your everything is an outflow from the things of the Lord. You talk to them about, you learn how to do things with excellence, son. You clean up your room because God wants you to take care of and be a good steward of what you have been given. You respect things. You respect your mom. You respect your sisters. You show love to your family. You do all these things because God says to. And it all connects. We slowly just drip the things of the Lord, drip the things of the Lord, and continue to expose. Actually, we flood our kids with the things of the Lord because the world is dripping. The world has the media. The world has the TV shows that we enjoy. The world has all these things. And sometimes the world does it a little bit better than some Christians, some right now media shows. You know what I mean? And not to knock them. There's a good stuff. But sometimes the world does a little bit better with telling stories. But we have to cultivate our household. The way to defend our household from the onslaught of Satan's attacks is to tell them, is to expose them to the ways of the Lord, to tell them about, you know, be the first. My cousin says this a lot. Be the first to tell them about with the evils of the world. Be them the first to expose your kids slowly to the devices of the enemy, and then flood them with how God wants it to happen. And that's one way to cultivate your household. There's one way to cultivate, because Satan knows, he knows the power of the household. He knows the power of a father and mother, of a husband and wife joining together in unity to raise children for generations and generations and generations. All right, so he knows that, so he wants to destroy it. He wants to put something weird in the soil. We're not gonna let that happen, right? So, I read that part. Oh, number three, stand your ground. And this is Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. We don't have to be afraid. We don't have to back down. Don't stop. So as you keep calm, don't stop keeping calm. As you cultivate, don't stop cultivating, because it's not just your household, but also being in the community, cultivating your churches. I want you to dig deep roots. God wants you to dig deep roots and stand for thousands of generations. So I want, well, our mindset as Christian men, our mindset as heroes is that we're not just talking to our children about God, but we're teaching our children about God so they can teach their children, and their children will teach their children from generations to generations to generations. I'm a first generation Christian. I'm a first generational man Christian. I'm my dad was not around in my household. Was not around. I got raised by my uncle and aunt. So I'm the first married man in my generation. There is no other James Hall that was married and da da da. Like, I'm the first one out of my line. I'm a first generation Christian. I'm a first generation out of my line. I broke the cycle of single parentness, right? I got married, you know, all that stuff. So I'm thinking about a legacy that goes beyond just me today and just my son today. It goes to his son and his daughters and their sons and their daughters from generation to the point where I'm forgotten. No one knows about great, great granddaddy James Hall. No one knows about him, but the legacy that's put in, the Christian legacy, goes from generation to generation, because what? I'm standing my ground. I'm putting a stake in the ground, right? because you're supposed to be doing this for your children's children and beyond. We fight for it and we do not retreat. The enemy will roar and hiss like a dragon, but we serve the dragon slayer, which makes us lesser dragon slayers. We serve the dragon slayer. We serve Jesus Christ, who has overcome the world. We serve Jesus Christ, who says that he will bless your generations. Like God said it, but you know, Jesus was there, you know, in the Old Testament. He is a blessing to every generation. We are to create a legacy from generation to generation. We are to be the men who create legacy, who teaches their son and teaches their daughters to worship the Lord in everything and all things, whether you eat or drink, they're bringing glory to God. And that means if they do artwork, that means if they do music, that means if they do they're singing, they're dancing, all to the glory of God. If they're sitting down and they're listening to it, all to a glory of God. If they do it all to the glory of God, and we do not stop, we stand our ground, we do not retreat. The Satan, letting you know, man, the accuser of the brethren, Satan, is going to try to push, try to hiss, try to rile, roar, try to rile you up, try to get you off your game, but you will stay calm. You will cultivate your families and your churches and your communities, right? And you will stand your ground. You will grow deep, deep roots, deep roots. You will grow deep roots for generations to generations, building communities, building churches, building family, building your family with dinner, with feasting, with laughter, with game night, with all those things, teaching them skills, teaching them how to fight, teaching them how to argue, teaching them how to debate, teaching them what to do, teaching them how to say, teaching them logic, teaching them all those things for generations to generations to generations. Because we are playing the long game here. See, Disney want the short game. Disney played the long game with your kids, because it started with us. It started with Little Mermaid. It started with Aladdin. It started with all those things. So again, it started with our parents, with Snow White and with Cinderella. It started playing the long game. We need to continue to play the long game. We continue to cultivate, to continue to stay calm, continue to stand our ground. And we just keep on with that cycle. The enemy come in like a flood, but God will raise a standard. We continue with that cycle. Satan growls, we stay calm, we cultivate, we fight against him, we do all those things, and then we stand our ground and we take a little bit of ground and we hold it. Why? Because if God is for us, who could be against us? And we are not. We are conquering things that Jesus Christ said is already ours to conquer. We're walking in a promised land, and we're taking out the Hittites, we're taking out the Amorites, we're taking out the parasites, we're taking out the mosquito bites, we're taking out all of them, right? Because God is for us. So staying calm, we are cultivating our families, our churches, our minds, ourselves. We're putting that under subjection, right? Then we're standing our ground. We are not retreating. We're standing our ground. Once we gain ground, we're not giving it back, because we are fighting for generations and generations and generations to come. We fight strong so our sons will see us fight strong, and he fights strong. We serve the king so our sons will see us serve the king, and they serve the king, and he serves the king, and she serves the king in their houses, in their homes. This is not just about us. So my last thing, right? Look, and I looked, this is Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 14. It's become one of my favorite verses. And I looked and arose and said to the nobles and the officials and the rest of the people, do not be afraid of them. Remember the Lord, who is great and awesome, and fight for your brothers, fight for your sons, fight for your daughters, and fight for your wives, and fight for your homes. Fight. Stand your ground and fight. Stay calm. cultivate. That's a big one. You want to fight against the grooming culture? You want to fight? Raise your kids. Raise your kids. Raise your kids. Teach them when they're rising and they're going down. Teach them about God's principles. Teach them about it's not going to come perfectly. We're going to make mistakes. That's what God's grace is for. We're going to do all that. But teach them. Show them. You learn. You get with a group of brothers and develop friendships. So your son knows it's okay to develop friendships. You go out and take your wife out to date nights and things like that. So your son will know and your daughter will know how your son should treat a woman, and your daughter will expect her husband to treat her that way too. It's all good things, because we are trying to develop a godly legacy. These three things, not the only three things. This is three things I thought about. Staying calm, cultivate a godly home, church, and community. Then take over the world and stand your ground. Once you gain ground, dig deep roots for generations to come. Once you are dead and gone and forgot about, those roots that you dug through the power of God with the word of God will stand. They don't care about great, 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 great grandpa, but that legacy is there. Children's children. It's children are obeying. And that's all I got to say about that. Heroes. Look. If you haven't, please give me, like my friend says, the 3-piece special. Like, subscribe, and comment. Like, subscribe, comment. Oh, and share. So 4-piece, 3-piece with a 4-piece with a biscuit, right? And also, check out the other videos around here. Check out the podcast. And you can follow me on Instagram, Hero Stuff Bro. Twitter, Hero Stuff Bro. Gab, Hero Stuff Bro. And you can follow them. And also you can get on a podcast, Restoring Heroes Project podcast. And we...